ready.
Well, Dee Dee, sometimes book tours can be quite hazardous, and I launched my big book tour for the Lewis and Clark book, The True Account, in Vermont in June. And after my first event, which was near White River Junction, I decided to the next morning celebrate by going across the street from my room at the Comfort Inn, which, believe me, is a misnomer if there ever were one, and getting a great big cup of McDonald's coffee. And as I was headed back to the motel with the coffee across a vacant lot right on the edge of White River Junction, I looked up and saw a mother moose standing about in the mist, the morning mist, about 10 feet away from me.
Wow.
On my left, and a baby moose, couldn't have been more than a few days old, standing about 10 feet away from me on my right.
Oh dear.
Well, I like moose, but if there's one situation in the world that you don't want to be in, it's standing between a full-grown mother moose and her five-day-old calf.
Wow.
So the mother was getting agitated. There was really no place for me to go to get away from her. And she was stamping her feet, and the only thing I could think to do was to hold out the cup of coffee and say, "Here, moose." That didn't cut any ice with the mama moose. So in the meantime, out of the corner of my eye, I noticed a great big tour bus of the kind that bring people to Vermont to see the foliage in the fall and the glories of Vermont in the summer, pulling up in front of the Comfort Inn. And across the side of the bus, emblazoned in bright scarlet letters, were five or six Chinese characters. And from the motel, a group of Chinese tourists were coming out of to the bus and getting ready for their day touring in Vermont. And they were videotaping each other getting on the bus, and some of them noticed my little contretemps with the moose, and evidently thinking that was part of the day's activity, began to videotape that. So I did the only thing I could think of. I put my head down, and at the age of 66 or 67, ran as hard as I could for the motel, and luckily the mother moose did not chase me, but the whole way the tourists were videotaping me.
Oh my
in my dash for life.
That's great.
So I went inside the motel, and the very grouchy and even more elderly than I desk clerk said, "Hey, bud, I see what happened out there. You shouldn't fool with them animals." And I said I wasn't fooling with them. I was running for my life from them. And
mother.
In the meantime, yeah, one of the Beijing filmmakers had come in and was videoing the conversation between the desk clerk and me. And he took up my part. And he said, and I quote, "He no fool with, he run from." So I was very, very grateful to him. But one of his friends, another tourist, said something to the videotaper in Chinese. And the video man said to me, he wants to know what you do for work. And I said, "Well, I'm a writer." And he told him, and said something in Chinese, and then my interpreter said, he says, "Now you go to your room write about being chased by big deer, small deer. So I did. I went up to my room and I wrote the first and last poem of my life. I've got to see if I can recall it. It went like this. It's a kind of a haiku, semi-haiku. Big deer, small deer, chase clueless Vermont rider born under sign of jackass. And that's about the way that book tour went.
That's great.